What do you think? Can a funny billboard make you drive safer? State traffic officials hope so. Sam Dunklaw of member station WUIS in Springfield, Illinois reports.
They usually remind drivers about speed limits or traffic delays, but one I saw recently took a different tack. It read, "Got the munchies? Get food delivered. Don't drive high." Since Illinois legalized marijuana this year, transportation officials have been trying to get people to avoid driving stoned. Elmo Brunjak is visiting Illinois from the Netherlands, a place that has long been dealing with drivers who smoke weed. He says officials there haven't tried humor yet.
You had marijuana legalized, I think, 50 years ago. I think it's like alcohol. If you try to beat it, you get a lot of criminality, but you have to use it wisely.
Highway messages touch on all sorts of topics. Some are puns, some are really clever, some are just direct, like this one. Treat your kids like a fanny pack, buckle up and back. It's Guy Tridgell's job at the Illinois Department of Transportation to come up with message ideas like these. He says ideas come from everywhere.
When Loyola University was in the Final Four, somebody on the secretary's team came up with the idea of buckle up if you'd like to ramble on. Loyola's the Ramblers. And so that was something we were able to turn around probably in about a day, and I got some pretty nice publicity for it.
His colleague, Operations Director Kyle Armstrong, says unsafe drivers have made some of the state's roads dangerous and that funny and topical messages are aimed at saving lives.
We have nearly 1,000 fatalities on Illinois roadways a year, and we're just looking for any way to get that number down to zero. That is the ultimate goal.
Mississippi officials, meanwhile, have been using social media to share safety messages with other states. One of their ideas referenced the Star Wars series The Mandalorian. It read, "Baby Yoda uses the Force but still needs a car seat." That got lots of love on Twitter, and Chris Turner with Mississippi's DOT says it's still one of his favorites.
And if one kid got a car seat, or one parent decided to put their child in a car seat rather than in the front seat, then we succeeded.
Also on board is the Arizona Department of Transportation, which picked up the idea at an industry conference. Communications manager Kevin Beastie says comedy and road safety aren't so different. It's all about timing.
But the one missing link is the one who controls the whole thing, and that's the person behind the wheel. How do we get across to people at a time when people are inundated with messages to at least get them thinking and talking about safety?
But do funny signs about seatbelts or distracted driving make a difference in changing behavior, or is it just another distraction for drivers? The Federal Highway Administration has surveyed thousands of people, and more than 80% of them said they understood the messages on highway signs. That's true even when they have to think hard to get the joke. Back in Arizona, Kevin Beastie says it's hard to know if road signs are preventing crashes. But the bigger point is getting drivers to change their mindsets.
You know, if you were to walk into a child care facility today and smoke a cigarette, everybody in that room would look at you with horror. So we need to make it socially unacceptable for people to do things on the roadway that put everybody at risk.
That means in their universal quest to make roads safer, state DOTs will keep bringing the jokes. For NPR News, I'm Sam Dunklaw in Springfield, Illinois.